Atlas-like, a kneeling man holds aloft the frame of a globe. Anglo-Amalgamated presents a painting shows a hectic naval battle of the Napoleonic Wars. A Peter Rogers production. Carry On Jack. Starring Kenneth Williams, Bernard Cribbins, Juliet Mills, Charles Hawtrey and Donald Houston. With Percy Herbert, Jim Dale, Patrick Cargill and guest star Cecil Parker. Ed Devereaux, Peter Gilmore, George Woodbridge, Jimmy Thompson, Anton Rogers. Michael Nightingale, Frank Forsyth, Barry Gosney, John Brooking, Jan Mazuras, Vivian Ventura, Marianne Stone. Original screenplay, Talbot Rothwell. Music composed and conducted by Eric Rogers, associate producer Frank Bevis, art director Jack Champagne, director of photography Alan Hume, editor Archie Ludsky. Camera Jeffrey Godak, assistant director Anthony Way, unit manager Donald Tom, sound editor Christopher Lancaster, sound recordist Bill Daniels, continuity Penny Daniels, makeup Jeffrey Rodway, costume Joan Anacott, technical advisor Ian Cox. Produced by Peter Rogers, directed by Gerald Thomas. Below deck, Admiral Nelson lies fatally wounded.
We must have more men, Hardy. More men. When you get back, tell them. Tell them we need more men. We need a bigger navy. We must have more recruits.
You mustn't talk so much, sir. You must save your strength.
I know. Kiss me, Hardy.
I beg your pardon, sir?
Kiss me, Hardy.
Are you mad? What will they say at the Admiralty, sir?
They'll only be jealous.
I don't know. You're very weak, sir. May not be good for you.
Hardy kisses Nelson on the forehead. Nelson slumps, dead.
I told you so.
At the Admiralty, the First Sea Lord interviews a cadet.
It is usual for a cadet to spend a year at the Naval Academy before qualifying and passing out. But you seem to be a somewhat exceptional case, having taken,
8.5 years, sir.
Exactly. Albert Dekker, 8.5 years.
The name is Poop Dekker, sir. I have a hyphen.
According to this report, you have more than that. But as we happen to be short of men, we can't afford to be fussy.
No, sir. I'm sure I shall pass out all right next year, sir.
I admire your confidence, Dekker. But unfortunately, England cannot wait that long. While we're at war with Spain, we need every able-bodied man we can get. I use the term able-bodied loosely, of course. In your case, we've decided to forego the usual formalities of passing out and present you with your midshipman's sword immediately.
He presents the sword, getting Poop Decker's hat in exchange.
And thank you. Put it on. Put it on!
Poop Decker fumbles with the sword.
You will proceed to Plymouth and join His Majesty's frigate Venus.
Aye, aye, sir.
And please remember, Mr. Poop Decker, that you are a member of His Majesty's Navy and try and act accordingly.
Don't worry, sir. You can depend on me.
That is what I'm afraid of.
Poop Decker gets the sword caught between his legs and falls heavily. The Sea Lord gazes heavenwards. In a cobbled street, a coach draws up before a balconied inn. Poop Decker attempts to exit the coach, but his sword across the doorway bars his way.
Hurry up, Captain Blood, or the war will be over.
You're not careful, I'll start another one.
I wouldn't put that past you.
You insolent dog. Get my bag down.
The bag knocks Poop Decker's hat under the raised hoof of one of the horses.
You dare.
Poop Decker kneels beside the still raised hoof and swipes the hat away. Poop Decker and the horse look at each other. A coach wheel rolls over Poop Decker's sword with a sharp crack. He pulls out the sword and holds it aloft. The top half of the blade falls off.
Oh, well, they'll never know if I don't pull it out.
A sedan chair is set down on Poop Decker's foot. The rear chairman is very old.
Take you to the docks, Captain.
Oh, yes, thank you. I want the frigate Venus. If you think he can make it.
Don't you worry about young Lightning Legs here. He'll be all right once we get started.
Oh,
take your bag.
Thank you.
There you are.
Great. Poop Decker climbs inside.
Yep.
But there's no floor to the sedan chair.
Stop a minute! Whoa! Wait a minute! Stop it! Wait a minute! Whoa!
They approach the quay, Poop Decker's legs still scurrying along. The sedan chair climbs the steps up to the quay. Poop Decker has less room to take steps, his buckled shoes mincing along. The sedan chair is set down by the Venus and the door opens for the weary Poop Decker.
There we are, Captain. Oh, that'll be just a crown, please.
A crown? There's no bottom in that thing. I've run all the way.
Ah, well, it's better than walking, isn't it?
Absolute daylight robbery.
Thank you, Captain. And there's your ship.
Oh, good. Now, what if I can find Captain Fearless?
Oh, you won't find nobody aboard her now, Captain.
Why not?
Well, she sails first thing in the morning, you see. They've all gone ashore. Get a last bit of her you-know-what.
You-know-what?
And I know where, too. If I were you, I'd step ashore yourself.
You would?
Well, I mean, it'll be many a long day before you see a pretty young wench again.
Again? But I've never... Well, of course, I wouldn't mind a bit of...
You know what?
Providing they were nice, well-brought-up young ladies.
Oh, don't you worry, Captain. I know the perfect place for a young gentleman of quality like yourself.
Oh, good. How do I get there?
The chairman indicates the sedan chair.
Not again. No, half fair, sir, as you're partly driving, as you might say.
You're on.
They shake on the deal. Outside a tavern hangs a sign, Dirty Dicks. Carousing is heard from within. The scene is riotous. Tankards of ale are brandished. Sailors indulge in horseplay and bucks and wenches in low-cut dresses are pursued and groped, some being steered upstairs. In the mayhem, a bonneted young woman, Sally, dispenses ale from a pewter jug. A boozy old sea dog directs his attention to this young woman.
Is that right, Ned? The Venus leaves the Spanish waters tomorrow.
That's right, lovely. What of it?
Do you think you could smuggle me aboard?
What for?
No questions asked.
Oh, that's different.
Well, what about it?
What do I get for my trouble?
I've got five...
Your money, my lovely. You know what I want. Well, what's your answer?
She empties the jug over his upturned face. Poop Decker's sedan chair arrives.
No!
Poop Decker is now the rear chairman. The old man sits inside.
He needed a rest, poor old basket.
Don't mention it.
Oh, well, he's passed it, you see, passed it.
Must be dreadful carrying this great heavy thing day after day.
Hey, well, it's better than walking the streets, isn't it?
Yes.
Well, I'll tell you what, sir, as you weren't inside running in comfort, I'll only charge half fare and no tip.
Oh, it's very generous of you, thank you. Now, where's my bag?
Oh, you'll find plenty of them in there, sir.
I meant my duffel bag.
Oh, my dad's got it, hasn't he? Dad?
Oh. Is he going in there after women?
What are you thinking?
Oh, I'll go with him.
You will not. You get back in there. Go on, get back.
Right. I thought you said he was past it.
Oh, well, he is, sir, but his memory isn't.
The bag is handed over.
Oh, aren't you coming in with me?
Oh, you won't need any help, Captain.
Yes, but if these are nice young ladies, I shall need someone to introduce me, won't I?
Not exactly. Now, let me see. Have you got a golden sovereign?
Yes, I think so.
Well, you'll find there's a quaint old custom in these here parts that when a young gentleman of quality like yourself goes courting, he holds in his hand a golden sovereign. This shows that his intentions are honourable, if you know what I mean.
Yes, yes. What a charming custom.
Isn't it?
Well, thank you very much. You've been most helpful. Thank you. Oh, thank you.
They bow repeatedly at each other.
I'd get in if I were you. They'll be shut.
Poop Decker turns and goes in. He gazes around at the ribaldry on display, then holds up the sovereign. Everyone stops and stares. All the women rush at him.
Take me down!
No! Please! No! Please! I was told by a man in a sedan chair!
They carry him off.
Please, they put me down!
He disappears into the midst of them, then crawls out unnoticed. One of the women spots him.
Come on, darling. You come and see what Peg's got.
Please.
Come on.
Please.
Come on.
Sally intervenes.
Peg, let him be. Can't you see he's still wet behind the ears?
Oh, we'll soon dry him for him, won't we, darling?
No, oh, no, you won't. Leave him alone.
Oh, you rotten old bitch.
Hello, get out of here.
The woman has taken a swing but misses and ends up crashing over a table.
If I had more sense than to come into a place like this flashing your money around.
Well, you see, the man said it was an old custom, you see, and I just came in here to have a bit of...
I know. You men are all alike.
Well, I mean, we're supposed to be, aren't we?
Now go on, get out of here while you're still in one piece.
Yes, I think I'd better, actually. We're sailing tomorrow and I haven't reported aboard yet.
Wait a minute. Hmm? Are you on the Venus?
Oh, yes, I'm the new midshipman. Poop Decker's my name. Albert Poop Decker.
And you haven't even reported aboard yet?
No, I did try earlier, but there was nobody there.
Well, I'm certainly glad to have met you, midshipman Poop Decker.
Yes, well, I'm very pleased to have met you also.
Well, what's your hurry, darling?
Hey?
Well, you don't want to go without a little bit of...
You know what?
That's right. Let's go somewhere nice and quiet, shall we?
Ali sets off up the stairs, but Albert's not following.
Well, I don't have to carry you up, do I?
Realisation dawns on Albert's face as he sets off at a run, falls, loses his hat, picks it up and continues upstairs. A bedroom. Sally throws her arm around his neck and kisses him on the lips. Then she goes and closes the bedroom door and locks it.
Oh.
What's the matter?
I was just remembering. Before I left home, my mother warned me that things like this might happen to me. I must write and thank her.
My mother always told me to be good. I hope I am. You'd tell me, wouldn't you, Albert? Hmm? Haven't you ever been alone with a girl before?
No, but I know what to do.
Are you sure?
Oh, yes.
Uh-huh. Well, then, let's get comfortable, shall we?
She leads him to the bed where they sit.
There, that's better. Mm. What lovely curly hair you've got.
Thank you. I get it from my mother, actually. She got curls all over.
Sally unbuttons her dress.
Close your eyes, you naughty midshipman.
He does. Sally kisses his cheek.
Tell you when you can open them.
Sally moves to the window and picks up a bottle candlestick. She blows out the candle in it and returns to the bed, creeping up behind Albert.
Keep your eyes tightly closed, Albert.
Sally raises the bottle and crashes it down on his head. He falls unconscious to the floor. Sally looks regretful. She approaches him and begins to unbutton his tunic.
Been good, I promise you.
The tavern door opens and a drunken Ned stumbles out just as a group of men round the corner. He rushes back inside.
The press gang, Ned!
All the men head for the exits. A sozzled, respectable man leans drunkenly on a barrel, tankard in hand. The press gang prepare to make their entrance. The officers send the men in. The tavern is apparently deserted.
He must have warned them.
The sozzled man seems oblivious to the two officers who sidle up and stand either side of him.
Evening, friend.
Hello.
You a sailor?
Who, me? No. I'm a cesspit cleaner.
I wonder why there wasn't anybody else about. Wouldn't you like to go to sea, friend?
Like to go to sea what?
Never mind. Sign the gentleman on, Mr. Angel. Aye, aye, sir.
The boatswain removes Walter's hat and poleaxes him. Upstairs, Albert in his underwear stirs. Albert rubs his head. Getting groggily to his feet, Albert pauses to look in a mirror and sees his lack of clothing.
What's happened? Where are my clothes?
Gazing around, he picks up a rug from the floor and wraps it round himself, but rejects it. Sally's dress lies abandoned on the bed. Albert picks it up and holds it up to himself. He steps into the dress. Walter is being put in a crate.
Just one more this trip. Let's try upstairs.
The women in the tavern are clearing up. The press gang conceal themselves about the bar. Albert descends the stairs in Sally's dress. And comes face to face with First Officer Howitt as the bosun approaches from behind.
Walton, I presume.
Well, no, I'm not a lady. I'm not even a woman.
I know what you're not. Don't you worry.
You see, the point is, I just came in here to meet her. Well, have a bit. And then this girl, she took me upstairs and she kissed me and she told me to close my eyes like this.
Really?
Yeah, and not to open them until she said.
You don't say. Then what happened?
Well, you don't know, sir.
Close them again, friend. And let me see if I can help you.
Like this, sir?
That's right. I wonder what it could have been that happened. Something like this?
The bosun strikes.
That's exactly.
Albert's out like a light. The Venus prepares to set sail.
Get those women ashore! Hurry up, you! And you! Bring that cardboard!
Get by the clue, garlic!
Sailors climb the rigging and the Venus heads for the open sea.
Out of the yard, you dockside scum! And watch your course, damn your eyes, you're all over the cursed sea. Belay those ropes, you fatherless knotheads. Mr. Ranger!
Come on, get a move on
there. Mr. Angel!
Hi, Mr. Hyde.
Oh, right.
Mr. Angel scurries up from a lower deck.
Where's the captain? Still in his cabin, I think, sir.
Still in his cabin?
Well, no one's seen him on deck.
I'll find him. Mr. Angel, you break out the new members of the crew.
Aye, aye, sir.
Howitt approaches the captain's cabin.
Aye, Howitt!
The captain has his head out of a window.
Sir, Captain Fearless.
Deeply nauseous, Captain Fearless turns towards the door, but not
Captain
for long.
Fearless, sir.
Clutching a handkerchief, Captain Fearless totters over.
Who is it?
Why, it's me, Lieutenant Howitt, sir.
Fearless unbolts the door.
The ship's underway, sir.
I was aware of that, Mr. Howitt.
Fearless heads unsteadily to his desk.
Been getting a bit of fresh air, sir.
Huh?
The window's still open.
I was just shooting the sun. Can I offer you a glass of milk?
No, thank you, sir. It's a bit early in the morning for me.
Fearless suppresses his urge to vomit.
There's nothing like it for building you up, you know. Rather a brainwave of mine, I thought, getting that cow aboard.
With any luck, the crew should be able to have a tot every day. Better for them than all that rum. It should keep them happy, eh?
I should imagine they'll be speechless, sir.
A happy ship, Mr. Howitt. That's the important thing. A happy ship.
And speaking of happy ships, we got a couple of new crew members last night.
Willing volunteers, I trust?
Oh, naturally, sir.
Keen and full of enthusiasm, eh?
They were carried away, you might say, sir.
Splendid. I'll have a word with them later. But where are they now?
Oh, I should imagine they're still sleeping, sir. We didn't like to disturb them too early on their first morning. Mr. Angel has just gone down to wake them now.
Avast there! Get out of it, you mangy dogs! Get moving!
What's
going on? How dare you treat us like this?
Sire, Gavin, get up on deck!
What deck? What are you talking about?
I knew it. We've been press ganged.
Steady there, sailor. We don't like that word around here. Volunteers, that's what you are.
Volunteers? You don't seem to realize who you're talking to, my man. You've made a very great mistake this time. You just wait till the captain hears about the...
He chases them up on deck, Albert still in Sally's dress.
Doxy, are you there?
What are you doing at night, dearie?
You want to see the captain at once.
Who's asking to see the captain?
Ah, there's been a terrible mistake.
And there's likely to be a few more terrible mistakes if you don't get that dress off pretty quick.
Pipe down and get on with your work, you dogs!
No way to talk to him, mister. You insolent upstarts! Well done, mister.
Thank you.
If you don't mind, I'm running things here.
Yes, and you're running them pretty well, if I may say so, sir. Now, don't you worry. I'll see that no blame attaches to you when I have to report this little misunderstanding.
I can't tell you how relieved I am to hear that, mister.
Not at all, sir. Fellowship of the sea, you know, and all that. Now, if you'll just take me back to port, sir, I'll join my ship.
Pipe down! You'll get back to port, all right.
Oh, good.
In a year's time.
A year? Oh, no. I've got a wife and 9 kids.
Well, in that case, the rest will do you both good. Now, listen to me, the both of you. You are now serving as ordinary seamen aboard His Majesty's frigate Venus, bound for distant parts as yet unknown.
Excuse me, did you say Venus?
Yes, Venus.
Well, that's all right, then. I've got nothing to worry about.
You won't think that when I've done with you, mister.
No, but don't you see, sir, this is the ship I was supposed to join. I'm a midshipman.
Oh, yes. You're a midshipman.
That's right, midshipman poop decker.
That's very interesting. Would you tell me something else, friend?
Well, of course, sir. Anything at all for you, sir.
How it points.
Who is that up there, then?
Sally is in Albert's uniform.
Let me see now. I don't know. Is it Nelson? No, he's got too many arms. Nelson's got too many arms. I think you'll have to tell me, sir. Who is it?
Midshipman Albert Poopdecker, RN.
Is it really? Do you know, I'd never believe you'd get two people... Just a minute, that's impossible. I mean, I'm Midshipman Poopdecker. I've got papers to prove it.
That devil sees me! I'm going to make you wish that you were never born. I'm going to make you wish that you never joined this ship. I'm going to run you ragged. Before I finish with you, you'll be screaming for your mother!
Mother! What's going on, Mr. Harriet?
Oh, just welcoming the volunteers aboard, sir.
Excellent. That's what I like to see. Kindness and consideration. What is your name, good fellow?
Sweetly, sir. Walter Sweetly.
Not a very pleasant name. And what was your previous trade?
A cesspit cleaner, sir.
Well, it's a very pleasant name. And yours, good fellow?
It's just what I was trying to explain, sir. It's Poopdecker. Albert Poopdecker.
Yes. Well, that doesn't seem very difficult to explain, does it? Why is he wearing a woman's dress, Mr. Hyde?
They're a very funny lot in Plymouth nowadays, sir.
Oh, yes. Well, I see what you mean. Takes all sorts, I suppose. And what was your trade?
I was trying to explain, sir. I'm a midshipman.
Well, you're certainly amid something. Hey, Mr. Harriet? No, before you came to sea.
Well, my father's a farmer, sir.
A farmer? Excellent. Just what we were looking for, Mr. Harriet. My boy, you can look after my old cow.
Sir? I'm a midshipman, not a lady's maid.
Get him out!
The bosun bundles Albert below.
But listen, I haven't done anything.
You're in for it now, mate. I wouldn't be in your shoes for a king's ransom.
Well, if only you'd tell me what I've done!
Get in!
Listen, I ain't... Tell me what I've done!
Later.
I tell you, sir, you've got to make an example of this wretch. Trying to pass himself off as a midshipman is bad enough. But to ridicule a member of your family in front of the crew like that...
Oh, I don't know, Mr. Harriet. It was quite an understandable mistake, really.
You don't know this man, sir.
You don't know my wife.
Your wife's irrelevant, sir.
Oh, you've noticed that, have you?
No, what I mean is that she has nothing to do with the matter in hand.
The captain stares.
Well, damn it, sir. He's guilty of insolence and insubordination.
Yes, I suppose you're right. Well, what have you to say for yourself?
Only, sir, that I spoke truly. I am Albert Poopdecker, RN.
You see, sir? A hopeless liar.
I'm afraid I agree with Mr. Howitt. I flatter myself I'm a just and intelligent man, but look at you. You don't even look like Midshipman Poopdecker.
How would you know what he looks like, sir?
How do I know? I can see him. Look for yourself. You don't look anything like him.
You might just as well say that he doesn't look anything like me.
Quite. I'm glad we agree. With that fine, manly chest on him. No, don't be ashamed, Poopdecker. It's not every young lad has one like that, you know.
How right you are, sir.
The point I was trying to make, sir, is just because he came aboard first and said he was Poopdecker doesn't mean that he is, sir. I might just as well say that I'm Captain Fearless.
Ah, so we're getting to the truth at last, are we? You're Captain Fearless, are you? Then why did you come... Wait a minute. I'm Captain Fearless.
Of course you are.
This is ridiculous, sir. If you're Poopdecker, prove it or pipe down.
I know how I can prove it. And my mum will back me up in this. Albert Poopdecker's got a mole on his...
On his... On his what?
Well, it's just on his, sir.
I see.
Well, have you got a mail on yours?
On my what, sir?
Yes, on your what, sir?
No, sir.
Well, I have. And I can prove it. I'll prove it.
Albert starts to delve to the captain's distaste.
That won't be necessary.
See?
Because if he has a mole on his Watsa, then he must be an imposter, because Albert Poopdecker has no mole on his Watsa.
This is preposterous. This wretch is making a laughingstock out of all of us. He is guilty of insolence and insubordination. And he should be punished severely. If I were you, sir, I'd throw the book at him.
Well, I don't exactly approve of brutality, but...
The captain throws a book.
That'll be a lesson to you.
No, sir. As first officer, I demand that he should be punished as severely as is laid down in the Articles of War.
You mean you want me to punish him more? A taste of the cat, sir.
A blue Persian cat is on Felix's lap.
Oh, you mean that cat?
Yes.
You don't think that's a little severe?
For him? Never.
Very well, then. You've asked for it.
Will it hurt?
The Venus at full sail. The punishment squad are on deck. Albert is being tied to a rack.
How many?
Three.
Oh, good.
Dozen.
Three dozen?
Don't worry, you won't feel anything after the first dozen.
Why not?
You'll be dead.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I don't like this. I don't like it at all.
It'll do him good, sir. He'll be a new man after it.
How do you know he wants to be? I still say it's an outdated form of punishment.
Prisoner seized up, sir.
All men are assembled to witness punishment, sir.
Well, you don't think we should change our minds?
Give in now, sir, and you're lost.
Am I? Oh, well, in that case, Mr. Howitt. Carry on.
Proceed with the punishment, Mr. Angel.
Aye, aye, sir.
The bosun rips the dress off Albert's back and prepares to rip off the vest.
Am I allowed a last request?
Prisoner request permission to make a last request, sir.
What is it?
Well, what do you want?
I keep my vest on.
Can he keep his vest on?
Oh, yes, rather. There is a bit of a nip in the air. We don't want him to catch cold. In fact, it might be a good idea to wait for a better day.
Permission granted.
Thank you.
Now, for heaven's sake, proceed with the punishment, Mr. Bosun.
Aye, aye, sir.
Bosun has the cat in his hand in readiness. The captain faints, Sally kneels, trying to bring him round.
Captain! Sir! Captain!
Mister, my tripes, he'll have to go. Proceed with the punishment, Mr. Bosun!
Albert's vest unravels, snagging the cat of nine tails, tying the bosun up.
What the devil are you up to, Mr. Angel? This isn't a knitting competition!
Captain said I could keep my vest on.
If I ever get out of this mess, I'll wrap this chain around your neck!
Here you are, Albert. Now this is going to make you feel a lot better.
Stop it, it's agony! Oh, what is it?
Well, the cook said if you rub salt in an open wound, it makes the wound heal.
Oh, miss.
Walter shows Albert.
Funny-looking salt?
It's not funny-looking salt. It's funny-looking pepper. Because he hadn't got any funny-looking salt.
What are you trying to do? Kill me?
Albert, you know very well I wouldn't want to do that. You're my mate. We're friends in misfortune.
Well, my misfortune is having a friend like you.
Walter is hurt.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean it. I know you're only trying to help, Walter. Walter.
Albert offers his hand and they shake.
Better.
Walter slaps him on the back.
I'm sorry. I forgot.
Look, if you can't do better than that, just get out of here, will you?
Walter shrugs and leaves.
You look like salt.
Sally comes in, biting her lip, and coming up behind the unaware Albert, gazes down at his back. Albert's eyes are closed.
Oh. Oh, that's much better, Walter. Yes, it's very soothing.
I'm terribly sorry about all this.
That's all right. It's not your fault.
It's a dirty, sneaking so-and-so pinch my uniform and my name. It's you! Don't shush me and get your filthy, great, treacherous hooks off me or I'll...
Oh, please let me explain.
I'll explain, all right. To that captain. Impersonating an officer. I suppose you know you can get hung for that. And how'd you get hold of my uniform for a start?
Don't you remember? I'm Sally from Dirty Dick's.
Albert's eyes widen.
Girl who took me upstairs.
I'm terribly sorry, but I had to do it. I was desperate. You see, I had to get to Spain somehow.
What for?
To find my Roger.
What Roger?
My childhood sweetheart. He used to lodge with us.
Oh, yes, I've heard of that gentleman.
4 years ago, he was press-ganged onto a ship which was taken by the Spanish, and I'm determined to find him if he's still alive. I know it's asking a terrible lot, but will you keep my secret? Just until we get near enough to the Spanish coast for me to get away, please.
Well, it's all very well, but I work jolly hard to become a midshipman.
But if you expose me now, they'll send me back to England and I shall kill myself.
All right, I'll keep your secret.
Oh, thank you. You're wonderful.
Sally leans forward and plants a kiss on Albert's cheek. Tucking her hair back under her hat, Sally smiles and winks at Albert, who looks suddenly dreamy. Gleeful, Albert bounces up onto his bunk and lands on his back.
Aching back!
That won't be all the taking if you don't get off that bunk and get to work!
Yes, sir.
Mr. Angel, I want you to try and make a seaman out of this sow's ear. I don't care how long it takes or how you do it, but he's going to be a seaman if it kills him!
The Venus under full sail. High above the deck, Albert clings anxiously to the rigging.
On, get going, Roger Gatch! What are you waiting for, Christmas?
Albert reaches the crow's nest.
I want you in that crow's nest, do you hear, you crawling weevil?
I know what you want. You want me in the crow's nest.
Albert finally makes it.
Now get in there!
A real crow flies off as Albert puts his foot through the crow's nest.
Into it, you drag-tailed jellyfish!
Walter and Albert are sail stitching.
Forward, back, forward, back, forward, back. Heave to, that's enough. Let's have a look at it.
Albert's sewn the sail to his trousers. On the ship's side, Albert swings a weight on a rope.
Have you got it now? Just swing the lid twice and then heave it.
Right, try it then.
Round and round goes the weight.
All right, heave it.
Albert lets it all go.
I'm terribly sorry, it slipped.
All right. Now let's try it once more. And this time, keep a firm hold of the end.
Albert takes the new lead and rope.
All right, heave it! Right!
The lead goes, and so does Albert. The bosun is splashed.
Head overboard!
Walter, Albert, the bosun, and a cannon.
Blundering bilge rats!
We could have been sunk a dozen times while you've been loading that. All right, let's try it again. And this time, move! Charge! Powder! Ball! Ram it down hard! Prepare to fire!
Walter blows on the lit taper.
Fire! Get that ramrod out!
A singed and blackened Walter. Coughing, Albert holds the blazing ramrod. The cannonball rolls slowly out of the wrong end of the cannon. Blackened and singed also, the bosun is on the verge of tears. In a corridor below deck, Sally quietly closes the door to a cabin, opens another and peers in. Emerging into the corridor, Howitt sees her peering in.
You're looking for something, lad?
Oh, yes, sir. Where's the bathroom?
We don't have conveniences of that sort aboard an old scow like this, man. We go over the side. You don't mean you've been waiting ever since we sailed?
I want to have a bath, sir.
A bath?
I don't see what's so funny about that.
Oh, no, no. Of course not, lad. It's a very serious business indeed, taking a bath.
Then perhaps you'll be good enough to tell me where it is, sir.
Yes, of course. But you mustn't fill it yourself. That's not... No, I'll have Mr. Angel get it ready for you right away, Mr. Poopdecker.
Thank you, sir. I'll be in my cabin.
Sally looks back over her shoulder at Howard as she leaves.
Where's the bathroom?
Sally's in her cabin brushing her hair. She turns her back and starts to slip off her nightgown.
Yes, who is it?
Angel, sir. Just wanted to tell you your bath is ready for you, sir.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Angel. Just a moment.
Sally grabs her hat, places it carefully on in front of her mirror, tucking her hair out of sight. She puts her coat over her shoulders.
Thank you.
I'll show you where the bathroom is, sir. In here, sir.
They stand outside the door.
Thank you, Mr. Angel. That will be all.
You wouldn't like me to scrub your back for you, sir?
No, thank you. I can manage.
Excuse me.
He opens the door for her. Sally backs through and closes the door. She turns round. Rowdy sailors surround a barrel of water.
Here it is, ladies! The water, baby! Ah!
Sally clutches her coat around her.
I haven't forgot the powder for his little you-know-what! Ah!
Sally heads for the door, but the bosun's locking it.
What do you men think you're doing? Get back to your duties immediately.
What's the trouble, Mr. Poopdecker? Isn't the bath to your liking? I'm sorry we couldn't get you a rubber duck.
Albert is not joining in.
I prefer to bath in private.
I'm awfully sorry that there are so many people about, but unfortunately you've chosen the time of the men's recreation period, but I'm sure that won't worry you.
No, after all, sir. You haven't got anything we haven't got.
Oh, faces, I do believe he's shy.
Well, what are you waiting for, Mr. Poopdecker?
I've changed my mind.
Oh, no, no. We can't allow that. Not after all the trouble we've been to. Help him off with his clothes, lad. No, you don't.
Albert swings down on a rope, knocking Howard into the barrel.
You just wait till I get up there to you! You just...
Sally slips away. Albert's in chains below deck.
Captain wants to see you. Come on, get moving!
Please, I've got to pick up my ball and chain! Play the hide off
you, get moving!
Albert's being dragged and hit. Albert is thrust in to see the captain.
How are you?
Terrible, sir. Awful.
I'm not surprised after what you did.
Now, don't play with me. Keelhaul me. String me up from the highest yardarm. Draw and quarter me. Sew what's left in canvas and chuck me over the side.
Don't be silly. That won't make you feel any better.
What are you going to do with me then?
Nothing.
Nothing?
No. Mr. Dick Pooper here, Doc Pepper, has just told us the whole thing was an accident.
You did? Oh, thank you.
That's all right. I couldn't...
The captain's glare interrupts them.
Justice, sir.
He's a smart young lad, this. We could do with more of his kind in the Navy.
Am I to understand that you're pardoning this man, sir?
Of course, and I suggest that we all forget the entire incident. Agreed?
Albert nods.
And we're all friends again, eh? Oh, come on, Mr. Howard. Smile. Be a sport.
He contorts his mouth into a smile. Albert drops his ball and chain onto Howitt's foot.
An accident! Accident! Accident, sir! You saw it, sir! Absolute accident!
The Venus from afar. The bosun surrounded by sailors.
All right, all right!
I don't like the way things are any more than you do, but there's nothing we can do about it. So get back to work or I'll flay the hides off the lot of you.
Well, Mr. Angel?
The lads are getting pretty restless, sir.
I don't blame them. 3 months at sea and not a sight or a smell of the enemy.
We're not likely to get one right out here, sir. We're right off their regular shipping routes.
Ah, stab me, vitals, I don't know. I've never sailed under a captain like this one before. If he's got a heart of oak, it's got the worm in it.
Where away?
On the starboard bow!
Mr. Burke!
Howard gestures for a telescope, which he raises to his eye. Through the telescope, an enemy ship.
She's a Spaniard.
Beat to quarters, Mr. Angel.
Aye, aye, sir.
Hands to battle stations!
The crew scurry to their stations.
Stand by to alter course.
Aye, aye, sir. Main top, man, alert!
The main top? That's us, Walter.
They start to climb aloft. The captain is on deck.
What's going on? What's happening? What's all this jigging in the rigging? What's going on, Mr. Harrod?
We've sighted a Spaniard, sir.
What? Where?
The telescope's the wrong way round.
This is much too small for us to bother with. We're dead.
How it turns the telescope around, the captain reels at the enemy's proximity.
Well, she's a Spaniard?
Yes, sir. We're cleared for action and waiting for your order.
Well, yes. I think we'd better have full sail, Mr. Howard. Wouldn't you say so, Decker?
Definitely, sir.
Full sail, sir?
Full sail, Mr. Howard.
Aye, aye, sir. Full sail, Mr. Angel.
Aye, aye, sir.
The captain winces. In the rigging, Walter nudges Albert.
What did he say?
Why don't you listen? He said, "Hi, aye, you miss a lot of molecular."
Oh. Here. What does it mean?
Well, roughly speaking, it means if the sails are up, you take them down. And if they're down, you stick them up.
All sails are set, sir.
Right. Now, she's going...
That way, sir.
Right. Then we'll go that way.
You mean that we're running away from her, sir?
Running away? Certainly not, Mr. Howard. We are making a strategic withdrawal, aren't we, Decker?
We certainly are, sir.
With all due respect, sir, I'd like to remind you of our orders. To patrol, seek out the enemy, and destroy him.
Ah, but I've had other orders, mister. You see? Long sea voyage, blah, blah. No worries, blah, blah, blah. No excitement.
These are Admiralty orders, sir?
Oh, no. Doctor's orders. But he was most firm about the no excitement bit.
But, sir, the Venus has never run away from action before. We're all very proud of her magnificent record of victories and the gallant men who fought with her. I mean, look, sir, that plate on the deck. That's where her last captain fell.
I'm not surprised. I nearly tripped over the wretched thing myself. And now, if you'll kindly set the new course, Mr. Howitt, east-southeast, I think. Wouldn't you say so, Decker?
East-southeast, I'd say, sir.
Aye, aye, sir. Steer east-southeast!
Thank you, Mr. Howitt. Very well. Come, Decker.
What goes on between those two?
You left it go.
Which one?
Both of them.
Do you know what you're saying, Mr. Angel?
Aye, and so do you. If you were to take over command, the lads would follow you to hell and back.
Watch your tongue, mister. I'll have no talk of mutiny on board this ship.
Mutiny, sir, don't you worry. I've no desire to swing from a yardarm. I was just thinking, though, if the captain were to leave of his own free will, in a manner of speaking.
And who do you think is going to make him do that?
I think I know the very man, sir.
Albert's looking out to sea. Howard approaches. Albert stands to attention.
See anything, lad?
No, sir. It's very dark, sir.
Yes, I know. Keep a sharp lookout, though.
Aye, aye, sir.
These are dangerous waters. Anything can happen. We don't want to be surprised.
Don't worry, sir. You can depend on me, sir.
Howard claps him on the shoulder.
Good lad.
Thank you, sir.
You got the boat down, mister?
Aye, sir, and everything in it as ordered.
Good lad.
Walter sneaks up behind Albert.
Don't do that.
Well, what are you doing up here? Couldn't you sleep?
I'm on lookout.
You?
Well, what's so strange about that? Mr. Howard said he wanted a man with a keen eye and a quick, intelligent mind.
Oh, I see. And you're looking out for him?
Yes. No, I am him. These are very dangerous waters. Anything can happen here.
Like what?
Look, it's a dark night, Walter.
Yeah.
The enemy boat creeps alongside. Crawls up the anchor chain. He starts to creep towards the watch. And the next thing you hear is... It's exactly like that. That was very good. How'd you do that without moving your lips?
Do what?
Well, that noise, that...
That wasn't me. Hmm? That came from back there.
Albert looks round.
Sounded just like someone being throttled.
Eh?
Yes. Hello? Who's there? Yoo-hoo! There's no use hiding.
Albert and Walter investigate.
Where are you?
Walter puts his hand on Albert's shoulder.
What was that?
The bosun's lying there, blood on his waistcoat.
Are you all right, sir? Mister?
Albert dips his finger in the blood.
It's blood.
Walter examines it.
No, more like red jam.
Red jam? Does he look like a man with red gem in his veins?
They leave to investigate this groan.
Hi.
They climb the steps to the upper deck. No one's at the helm.
Mr. Howitt!
Pistol in hand, Howitt approaches the boatswain, who rouses.
Working, mister.
Aye, sir. But he gave me a nasty moment when he mentioned jam.
I don't care. I'm not wasting real blood on those idiots.
He's not here. And where's the helmsman?
Oh, shouldn't leave the wheel like that, you know.
He must have gone stark steering mad.
Stark steering mad.
Oh, shut up, you. This is serious.
Albert spies another supposed corpse.
Oh.
Lie low, mister.
Howitt draws his sword. Howitt staggers as though wounded.
What was that? That was Mr. Howitt.
Walter and Albert rush to his aid.
Howitt! Howitt! Oh, what happened?
They took us by surprise. All is lost. It's up to you. Save the captain. I take both.
So you can depend on me. Did you hear that?
No. What?
He said all is lost. Took us by surprise. Save the boat. And up the captain.
No! Save the captain. Take the boat, you fool.
Save the captain and take the boat, you fool. May I, sir? Please?
Yes!
Thank you. You get the boat. I'll get the captain.
Wait a minute. He never said which boat.
Albert below at the captain's door.
Captain. Captain Fearless. You all right, sir? It's locked. Am I too late?
Albert's going to shoot the lock. The captain wakes and hides under his bunk. Sally has woken too.
Coming in to get you, sir!
Albert spies the captain. They confer under the bunk.
It's all right, sir. Sir, it's only me.
What was going on? What was that shot?
It's not a moment to lose, sir. We've been taken by surprise. All is lost. Up to me. Get you away in the boat. Oh, come on, sir.
It's no good. You'll have to go without me. My foot.
Sir, you're not wounded.
Yes, a dirty great splinter. Oh. I always said we should have carpets in these cabins.
Now, you've got to make it, sir. You've got to.
All right, I'll try.
That's the stuff, sir. You stay here. I'll go ahead and see the coast is clear.
Here.
Captain hops to where his clothes hang. Sally knocks him unconscious.
Oh no, not again.
The boatswain crawls up to Howitt.
I don't know. All you have to do is to go in there and get the captain. How difficult can you make things?
If you ask me, he's got even less sense than we bargained for.
They resume their role as corpses. Walter drags a rowing boat, then looks over the side of the ship.
Oh, who left that there?
The captain's on deck.
Where?
Howitt and the boatswain lie before him.
Oh, no, look, everything's all right. They're only dead.
Oh, no. Albert! Oh.
Where's the boat?
It's up there.
What are we waiting for? Lower it over the side.
Get into the water. There's another one there in the way.
Well, we'll take that one.
Come on, Albert.
They reach the side of the ship and prepare to climb over.
Wait! Women and children first.
But there aren't any women and children.
Oh, excellent.
The captain climbs over the side.
Help here, Walter, help him, will you?
Albert's still groggy. Walter helps Albert over the side of the ship, then follows.
Pull away! Pull away!
Howitt and the boatswain rouse themselves.
Stab me vitals, I thought they'd never go.
Me too, sir. I suppose they'll be all right. It's quite a pull to the mainland.
Well, they've got plenty to drink. We saw to that, didn't we, eh?
Yes.
Walter and Albert are rowing Sally, the captain, and the cow.
Well, I didn't put it in. Well, somebody must have done. Cows don't get into boats by themselves.
Oh, what does it matter who put it in? At least we'll have something to drink.
Exactly. Probably Mr. Howitt did, as a last gallant gesture. I must remember to put that in my report. Saved cow before himself.
Sir, don't you think it's time we took stock of our position?
Why?
Well, it's usual, sir.
We haven't got a compass or a chart.
No need to worry about that, men. Back on the Venus, I had our position pinpointed exactly.
Oh, where were we, sir?
If we set a course of east-northeast by the sun, we should hit the coast somewhere around Littlehampton.
I've always wanted to go there. All that lovely sand.
But we haven't got buckets and spades, have we? And I've got none of those little flags we used to stick in.
No, no. No hysteria. The great thing is save our strength and not panic. Try not to think that we're all alone on a shark-infested ocean with nothing to eat. 200 or 300 miles from land and right off the shipping lanes. Help! Help! Somebody save us! Save us!
The Venus under full sail.
And you know, the captain had to leave us somewhat unexpectedly last night. And unfortunately, I've had to take over command of the ship. Now I know you want to fight. And by heaven, I'm going to see that you get one. I've got a plan that's going to end this damned war in one blow. Are you with me?
In the rowing boat, there's no activity. Sally and the captain are slumped in the stern, eyes closed. Albert is stirred by a troublesome fly. The fly has alighted on the captain's heavily bandaged foot. Albert eyes it up and slowly raises his hand to strike.
I missed it. It was a great big fat juicy fly it was. They're delicious, you know, if you cook them over a nice slow candle and then just a touch of hollandaise on them.
Oh, sir, we can't go on like this. We gotta have some food.
There's only one thing I can think of. Captain Coe's epic voyage in an open boat. 73 days. 6 of them set out. Only 3 got home.
What did they live on?
The 3 that didn't.
Water. Water.
Yes.
Water. Water.
Yes.
Not you. Water.
There isn't none.
How long we've been lying here like this?
Days and days.
I can't last much longer. There's only one thing for it. Swim for it and get help.
No, mustn't. Too risky. Sharks.
Can't just lie here and watch you die.
You'd do it for me. After all I've done to you.
Goodbye.
Good luck.
Albert clambers groggily to his feet. He holds his nose and jumps. Water is ankle deep. They've run aground.
My luck, the tide's out. It's land! It's saved! It's land!
Beautiful sand.
Of course, I don't wish to boast, but if it hadn't been for my extensive knowledge of the prevailing winds, currents, tides, and so on, naval know-how, you might say, we wouldn't be here in Littlehampton.
We're very grateful to you, sir.
Don't mention it, young man.
Where are you going, sir?
To fetch Mrs. Fearless. Emma, the cow.
Come on, let's find some water.
Water? We've had quite enough of that.
Come on, Emma. Come on, Emma. This is Littlehampton. Your home. There she is.
Sally leads the way. The captain and the cow bring up the rear. They emerge from a wood.
Here we are, terra firma at last.
You said it was Littlehampton.
It is.
Yes, someone's coming.
Come on, quick, hide.
What for? They're very friendly. I've got an aunt.
Don't chatter. Come on.
But my aunt Liz...
Shut up. Shh.
Albert's drawn his pistol. Beyond the trees, 3 men and a woman in Spanish clothing and a donkey.
Which one is your auntie?
Littlehampton. Well, how was I to know?
Keep down. They might not see us.
Good gracious. They're taking all their clothes off.
I think they're going to bathe, sir.
Bathe? How disgusting.
What I can't understand is what a lot of Spaniards are doing bathing in Littlehampton.
We're in Spain, you fool.
Oh, that's all right then.
Isn't it marvellous? You
better start worrying for another minute, because if that lot catches, it's the Inquisition.
The Inky what?
The Inquisition, the torture. They're a rough lot, these Spaniards, you know. They get you on that rack, and they start stretching you. They start stretching you right out like that. They go to any lengths, you know, and then they get your hands in a vice and they start turning a great big wheel round, and then it's crushing your head in and off with your head, and all the time they're touching you up with a great big red hot...
Please, please, not on an empty stomach.
But they haven't caught us yet. If we could get to the north coast of France, then we'd have a chance.
What, dress like this?
Well, we could take our uniforms off.
Yes, we could. Oh, no, you couldn't, could you? Not unless we could get some other clothes.
They're dressed in the Spanish clothes, though Walter wears no trousers.
I don't like the idea of leaving Emma behind.
Don't worry, sir. Spain's full of bull. She'll love it.
Love what?
Bull.
I hope so.
She'd be a stupid car if she didn't.
The Venus at sea at night. Howitt has the telescope to his eye.
That's Cadiz, all right.
Any ships in, sir?
Not one. The whole Spanish fleet must be at sea. This is going to be easier than I thought.
There'll be batteries each side of the harbour, sir, for sure. Shall I douse the lights?
Why look for trouble, mister? Just run up the Spanish flag.
Huh? Sally bandages the captain's foot.
Midshipman Poopdecker, that is much better.
That's all right, sir.
I must say you make a remarkably good woman, doesn't he?
Oh, yes, very lifelike, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Mind you, I think you've overdone the padding a little here and there. I mean, you don't want to attract too much attention, do you? If you'll allow me...
I really think we should be pushing along, sir. We've got a long way to go.
Nonsense. We're well into France by now. Well into France. Right,
come along, sir. Come on your feet.
Oh, very well.
A roadside stone reads Cadiz. Venus at anchor off Cadiz. The bosun sets up a decoy dummy on deck.
That's fine, mister. They're not going to get close enough to get a good look at it.
Well, just as you say, sir. But I still think it would be better to leave one of the men aboard.
No. We might run into a lot of trouble when we get ashore. We shall need every man we can find. Now get him into the boats.
Aye, aye, sir.
Pistols drawn, Sally, the captain, Albert and Walter look down from a hilltop.
Look, sir. A harbour.
Do you know what it is, sir?
Of course I do. It's Le Havre.
There. That looks like old Venus down there.
Oh, by Jove. You're right. It must have been the French who captured her.
Sir, wouldn't it be wonderful if we could get aboard and take her back to England?
I don't think they'd like that, no. I think we'll just look around for a small rowboat or something.
It's our duty to try and get her back, sir. Think what it would mean for England, sir.
Well, if you could do it without managing to upset anyone. We don't want any unpleasant incidents with the French. Especially now we're at war with them, as well as Spain.
Howitt's raiding party make for the shore. At landfall, Howitt, pistol in hand, climbs the ladder up to the quay. The bosun follows, then the rest of the raiding party.
Come on.
With cutlasses between teeth, the last two men are ashore. Albert leads the four of them in their Spanish garb along the lantern-lit street. They've reached the quayside.
Come on, follow me.
Captain hobbling, they go to the waterside. Two Spanish guards are on duty outside a palace. Howitt and the bosun overpower them. Howitt and the bosun enter the building. Inside, a young woman sits on a man's knee. Howitt and the bosun burst in.
Well... You must be the Minister of War.
I am Don Louis, the Governor. Who are you and what do you want?
Lieutenant Jonathan Howitt of His Britannic Majesty's frigate Venus, sir.
Guards!
You're wasting your time, I'm afraid, Your Excellency. They're hors de combat. So she, by the looks of her.
Mr. Angel, take her outside while I have a little talk with His Excellency.
Sheathing his sword, the boatswain picks up the woman.
What shall I do with her?
How long have you been at sea, mister?
15 years, sir.
Well, don't ask stupid questions.
Aye, aye, sir.
The boatswain carries the woman out.
And now, Your Excellency.
Before you get any rash ideas, I should look through this window.
There you'll see my ship, with a cannon loaded and trained on your palace here.
Howitt hands Don Luis a telescope. Don Luis looks at the Venus through the telescope, then slowly lowers it and gives a little smile.
You appear to have me at a disadvantage, Lieutenant.
Sally, Albert, Walter and the captain are alongside the Venus starting to clamber aboard. Albert, pistol in hand, climbs up over the side and onto the deck. Walter, joining him, primly adjusts his Spanish robe. Albert indicates Walter's to go one way and he will go another. Sally climbs aboard, then turns to assist the captain. He lays down his pistol and has a ferocious struggle with the dummy. Albert gets to his feet, holding the dummy's head. He walks off with it. He approaches Sally and the captain, still holding the fake head.
Oh, Albert, what happened?
It came off in my hand.
The captain faints.
It's all right, sir. It's only a dummy.
Oh, never mind him now. Albert, you and Walter pull up the anchor.
Right.
I'll take the wheel.
Right.
This is just your order for the surrender of the port of Cadiz and the entire Spanish fleet. That is all.
That is all. I cannot do it.
Right.
No, wait. Let me think for a moment, please.
Are we clear, Albert?
Yes. Look, that cannon's loaded and it's pointing right at the town. Seems a pity to waste it, isn't it?
Albert lights a taper from a lantern while back at the governor's.
Now, sit down and sign!
Howitt points his pistol at the governor. Albert blows on the glowing taper and asks Sally to do the same.
Sign, Your Excellency, or I'll shoot.
Albert puts a finger in one ear and fires the cannon straight through the governor's window, bringing down a chandelier on Howitt's head. The Venus out at sea. Walter's taken the helm. The captain, his injured leg, scans the ocean through his telescope.
I'm not lost, sweetly. What are you talking about?
Well, I was only asking, sir. Because, you see, when we left Le Havre...
Le Havre?
You know, that French place.
Oh, Le Havre.
That's right.
Well?
Well, when we left there, you said we'd be in England by morning.
Well, what about it?
Well, that was 4 days ago.
Sally, back in naval uniform, is carrying charts.
Albert, I've been checking up on the charts. And you know that place we started out from? Le Havre?
Yes.
It was Cadiz.
Cadiz? But the captain said definitely it was Le Havre.
I know. That's what started me worrying.
Cadiz? Well, that means we're a long way from home.
Yes.
Oh, dear.
But don't worry. We'll get there somehow.
Yes, I suppose so. Actually, I've been wondering why you came back at all. You said you were going to Spain to find your sweetheart.
Don't you know?
No.
I suppose I just suddenly realised that I didn't really love him.
Oh.
He just swept me off my feet. After all, I was only 13.
Do you mean to say he plighted your thing of me when you were only 13?
Yes.
Dirty, rotten plighter.
Oh, it doesn't matter now. I'm just glad I met you in time.
In time for what?
Oh, Albert, do I have to hit you over the head again?
No.
I love you.
Love me? Oh, that's wonderful, because I love me too. I love you too.
Knocking his head on her hat, Albert kisses Sally. At the helm.
I had my wound dress. Where's Midshipman Poopdecker?
He's down on the main deck there, sir, with Albert.
When he looks, he sees them kissing.
I may like to run a happy ship, but this is ridiculous. Midshipman Poopdecker!
Yes?
Yes?
Report to the poop deck immediately. sure there's nothing in here to cover it.
Sir?
Really, Poop Decker, I don't know what to say.
Sir, if it's about us kissing just now, it's all right, sir.
What do you mean, it's all right? How could it possibly be all right?
We're going to be married, sir.
Married?
I'm afraid Albert didn't explain it very well, sir. You see, I'm not really Midshipman Albert Poop Decker at all. No, I'm...
Ship ahoy!
I wish you wouldn't shout at my ear like that.
Begging your pardon, sir. Ship ahoy.
Where?
Or roughly broad on the left bow.
Ah, yes, one of our luggers on Treadle Patrol.
Are you sure, sir?
Of course I'm sure. Do you think I don't know a lugger when I see one? Give a signal for her to come alongside.
But it's a pirate ship and an on board.
English frigates. Run up the flag, Hook. Let's see what she does.
Aye, aye, Captain. Run up the flag!
Doesn't make too big a fight of it, eh, Hook? A ship like that would just suit us fine.
Aye, Captain. This one's a damn sight too small for us, that's for sure.
The pirate captain takes another look.
A signal. They want us to come alongside.
They what?
Maybe a trap, of course.
Aye. They're a crafty lot, all right. A navy.
Well, we can be crafty, too. Run down the flag hook, get the grappling irons ready, and tell the lads to stay out of sight till we get alongside.
All right, Captain.
Albert carries a chair for Captain Fearless.
Yes, right there. Easy does it. That's it. Now, gentlemen, we may be a somewhat weary and depleted crew, but we must still welcome our captain aboard in a fitting and traditional manner.
Yes, sir, if you're sure it's an Englishman.
Midshipman Poopdecker, do stop interrupting me. Where was I? Oh, yes, I think as they come alongside, we'll give them three rousing cheers, eh?
The pirate ship closes in.
You got your call ready?
Yes, sir.
Right, after you've piped our captain aboard, I'll make a speech of welcome. Right, give them three hearty cheers, lads. Hip, hip!
Hooray!
A grappling iron catches the captain's bad foot. Pirate boarding crew swarm over the Venus.
Like a patrol boat, they're pirates!
Well, anyone can make a mistake.
The pirate ship slowly sinks.
Prisoners, eh?
If you don't mind my saying so, my good fellow, that was a rather foolish thing to do. Sinking your own ship, I mean.
Oh, you think so, do you? Why?
Well, how are you going to get home?
You don't think they've got the idea, mate. This is our ship now. How are you going to get out? What a sorry looking ship. If that's the best the English can do, heaven help them. We won't need that no longer, mate.
Pirate takes the captain's hat.
Who wants another hat?
Sally's long blonde hair is revealed.
Girl. My dear, then you weren't overdoing the,
Well, now, this is really sonic, ain't it?
You take your hands off her!
Stand back, you dogs!
What the devil's going on here, Hook?
One of the prisoners, Captain. It's a girl.
What?
Roger!
Roger? The lodger, that...
Now that face, rot my guts, Sally. Sally from Dirty Dicks. Well, you have grown into a handsome piece.
Get back, you scum! She's not for the likes of you. Come here, I'll take care of this one. What about the rest of them, Captain?
You know what to do with them, Hook.
Aye, Captain. Run out the plank, lads.
Roger drags Sally into his cabin.
Roger, I hardly recognised you. You've changed.
Yes, you look a bit different yourself.
I thought you were a prisoner in Spain.
Me, no. I deserted in Morocco. I find piracy much more to me taste than the dreaded navy. Especially when I can take prizes like you. Come, wench.
Oh, Roger, please, no, no. I no longer love you. I love another.
Love? Who cares about love? Kiss me.
No, no, I'll kill myself first.
But you're mine. We promised each other.
It's too late. I'll never be yours willingly.
Damn wench, you'll be mine willingly. Or else...
All ready, Fern. You want to see the fun?
No! Yes.
Yes, let's watch this together. May make you change your mind.
Albert, Captain Fearless and Walter sitting.
All right. You first.
Walter rises, prodded by a sword, and climbs up to the plank. Pirates hang from the rigging to watch. Walter walks out over the ocean and gazes nervously down. And turns back.
Well, get on with it. Or does he want to make a last-minute request or something?
Yes, I do, please.
Well, what is it?
Could he show me how to do it?
What?
Well, you see, I've never done it before.
Perhaps your captain will be good enough to show you.
Me? Oh, no, I'm terribly sorry. I'm incapacitated. My foot, you know.
What are these? Men or mice? You, help him.
Now, look, I've got just one thing to say to you. If...
Yes?
Seeing the huge dagger, Albert gulps.
Piggyback, sir.
Thank you, Albert.
The captain climbs onto Albert's back and they make their way up the steps to the plank.
All right, sir.
Yes, thank you, Albert. You will be careful, won't you? Don't drop me.
Try not to, sir.
Albert steps onto the plank, attempting a jaunty air.
No, no, stop!
They're swaying.
Spare them, and I'll be yours.
Willingly.
Willingly.
It's a bargain. Hook! Put them in irons! All right. Come back, you two. Oh.
Reaching safety.
Sally, I can't let you do it. I'll kill the whole lot of them first.
Oh, you will you?
Don't just stand there. Get him.
The captain's foot's taken a hit.
Fine, I'm warning you. Make it, Walter. You.
All right, come on. Come on, just try me.
Come on, what are you waiting for? Come on. What are you afraid of? You just try me, that's all. I'll cut you to pieces.
Oh, hang on, Albert! Hang on!
Albert's on the plank. Walter's bounced Albert up into the rigging.
Get after him, you fools! He can't get away! Well, come on, get him!
Albert's kicking pirates off into the ocean. Albert cuts a rope, pirates are climbing up.
And you! Use your pistol and shoot him down!
They shot down a sail and it's landed on them. Walter and Sally grab a rope to tie them in a bundle. The governor and an officer visit the captive British sailors. Howitt and the boatswain stand.
Well, gentlemen, I'm sure you are anxious to know why I have brought you here to Corunna.
To be shot?
Of course. But first, I wish you to have the pleasure of seeing the great armada of Spanish ships assembled here to invade your country.
How many ships?
And when do they sail?
5 men of war at dawn.
I don't believe you.
No, I did not think you would. That is why I want you to see them. Captain, the guard.
Manda aquí, los soldados.
Outside the cell, guards march in, closing the cell door behind them. The cell door opens, the boatswain and the men march out in Spanish uniforms, with Howitt in the governor's clothes.
Nice work, Mr. Angel.
Thank you, sir. What now?
Well, you heard what the man said.
The boatswain puts on his military hat as Howitt secures the cell door. Spanish fleet with a British crew.
Mr. Angel!
Aye, sir.
Howitt raises a telescope to his eye.
Yes, it's England.
We've done it.
We've done it.
Yes. All the way from Corunna with five Spanish ships and only four men to a ship. How about that, mister?
Think of the prize money. I'll be able to stay drunk for a year.
Think of the glory, mister. We go down in history. The only man to capture five ships intact without a shot being fired. I can't wait to sail this lot into Plymouth Harbor.
Aye, sir. We're flying the Spanish flag. Do you think they'll fire on us?
Ah, we've got identification pennants. We'll keep as far inshore as possible and let them get a chance to see them.
The Venus out at sea. Albert's back in his midshipman's uniform. Sally's at the helm.
What voice the larboard, helmsman?
What voice the larboard, sir?
There you should go.
Walter's on his hands and knees scrubbing the deck.
Mr. Sweetley?
Yes.
Aye, aye, sir.
Aye, aye, sir.
That's better. On the quarter deck. Jump to it.
Brush flung in bucket, Albert rises, wiping his brow.
Yes.
Aye, aye, sir.
Aye, aye, sir.
Good. Are all the guns primed, loaded and ready to fire?
Aye, aye, sir. What's the good of having the guns all primed and ready to fire anyway?
What's the good?
Yes.
Don't imagine for a moment we're going to be taken by surprise again, Sweetly. If anyone tries to board us now, they'll get more than they bargained for. Next time, we're not going to be caught with our gun ports down.
Oh, well, if that's all there is, I might be able to get a bit of sleep.
Take the wheel.
Oh, have art, Albert.
Stop calling me Albert! Acting Captain Poopdecker, RN, sir, with a hyphen.
Any orders for me, sir?
Oh, yes, hi. Aye, check the guns.
Aye, aye, sir.
Feed the prisoners.
Aye, aye, sir.
Attend to the captain's foot.
Aye, aye, sir.
And before you go...
Aye, aye, sir.
Give us a kiss.
Aye, aye, sir.
Cool. And all I get is the scrubbing.
The captured Spanish fleet.
If this wind holds, we'll be in Plymouth by sundown, mister.
Aye, just in time for a glass of rum.
Don't get in too close now. There's some nasty reefs around here.
Don't you worry, sir. Nothing can stop us getting there now. Nothing.
Where away?
South, southwest.
Howitt raises his telescope. It's the Venus.
Yes, I see her. Looks like a frigate.
Well, that's all right, then.
Probably come to investigate us. Still, we don't want any mistakes. You better see they're all flying identification signals, mister.
Aye, aye, sir.
Sally feels the brow of the unconscious Captain Fearless.
What's the trouble?
Shh. I thought you ought to see him, Albert. I mean, sir, he seems to be in a permanent daze.
He always is.
No, no, it's more like a coma.
Oh.
And look at his foot.
Hmm? Ooh.
Should it be that colour? I don't like it.
Oh, neither do I. I never did like green.
Oh, no, Albert, you've got to do something.
What would you expect me to do, bleach it?
It's infected, Albert. It has to come off.
Yes, you're quite right. It's got to come off.
Right away.
Right away.
You can do it. I know you can.
Yes, I can. I can do it.
You have to, Albert. You're the captain. It's your responsibility. If you don't, he'll die.
Yes, of course, you're quite right. Yes, I've got to do it. I'm the captain, you know. Yes, you're... Now, there's nothing to worry about. There's no need to worry about a thing now. All you need is a steady hand and a keen eye and a couple of things. Where's the door? Oh, no. Come on. Walter!
Albert emerges on deck.
Walt! Look at him! Walter! Walter!
Oh, I must have dropped off.
Well, never mind that now, Walter. Just lash the wheel and come below.
Yeah. You call me Walter. You haven't done that for days.
Well, all right. Just lash the wheel. Look, I need all feet to help with the captain's hands. I mean, I need all hands to help with the captain's feet. His foot. Now, we'll need, what do we need?
Saw.
A saw.
Saw.
Saw?
Knife.
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 Oh, no, I mustn't start that now.
Sailmaker's needle.
Sailmaker's needle.
Sailmaker's needle.
Oh, and thread.
And thread?
And who's Fred?
Yeah, who's Fred? Oh, no, thread, you fool.
Oh.
And plenty of hot water. Everything's got to be boiled.
Come on.
Boil everything. galley stove isn't working.
The Spanish ships. Howard lowers his telescope.
It's the old Venus.
You sure, sir?
Of course, I'd know her anywhere. How can she have got here?
I don't know. But if she doesn't hold a course soon, she'll be right across our bows.
Ah, she's bound to have spotted us. Anyway, I'll make a signal for her to give us sea room.
A big boarding, he said. And it will.
Oh, it's hot already.
Albert and Sally place the sleeping captain on a table.
Where am I?
It's all right, sir. You're all right.
Oh, Mama. Mama. Is it time to get up?
Papa, he's delirious.
Papa, what were you doing with Nanny in the summer house?
He's disgustingly delirious. Now, don't you worry, sir. We'll have you hopping about in no time.
Don't let them send me to sea. I don't want to go to sea, Mummy.
I won't.
No, I don't want to go. I want a nice desk job.
Yes, well, desk. After this, you'll probably get one, sir.
Yes.
They all right?
The tools.
I think so. How long do you boil them?
4 minutes.
They'll still be soft.
Oh, goody, goody. Daddy going to make me a rocking horse.
Walter, hold his shoulders.
Sally uncovers the foot, her face wrinkles up.
Ready, sir?
What?
Ready.
This may hurt just a bit, sir.
Albert's lip curls. On Howard's Spanish ship.
Our signals are clear enough. What's the matter with them? Are they blind or something?
Hey, wait a minute.
Howard looks again.
I can't see anybody. There's nobody on deck. Hi there! Give way!
On the Venus, the brazier is burning out of control and the flames are spreading. Albert's sawing. On the floor, a pile of sawdust, Sally mops Albert's brow.
Albert!
Shh, don't interrupt me now.
But Albert!
Be quiet! I never thought it'd be as tough as this to get through.
But Albert, you're sawing through the desk as well!
Why didn't you tell me?
On the deck, the fire's out of control. On Howard's ship.
We'll have to go about, sir. How can we? We'll be on the rocks if we do. What's the matter with the fools? Ahoy!
The Venus's sails are ablaze.
How many tripes? They're on fire!
As Albert threads a needle, Walter jogs his arm.
Here. Wait a minute.
What is it?
Oh, I thought I could smell burning.
Look at the time, if you shut up.
Oh, I'm sure I smell burning.
You can smell whether you're burning or not.
There's no need to be rude. Oh. I'm positive I can smell. Cool.
Made me miss it again.
Here, yeah. Yeah, use this.
It's a threading aid. The ignited cannons bombard Howard's ship.
Firing on us now! Hey, don't fire! We're on your side!
The cannon fire is audible on the Venus.
Yeah. What's all that noise about?
It sounds like a battle.
Noise? What noise?
Will you wait a minute? Listen.
That's thunder.
Oh.
Well, look, you've made me drop a stitch.
Oh.
I shall have to unpick it.
Put up! Put the boat! He's mad! All right, boys, abandon ship! Swim for it!
Albert finishes operating.
That's it. It's finished.
Oh, Albert, I'm so proud of you.
Yes. It's a very neat job.
Thank you.
I need a breath of fresh air.
They head out of the cabin and up on deck.
What happened?
Albert, look!
You were right. It was a battle.
Hugely damaged, the Spanish ships lay broken on the rocks.
I'm glad we didn't get mixed up in it.
In Plymouth.
Hear all about it! Spanish invasion fleet completely destroyed off Cornwall by single frigate. Oh yes!
And at the Admiralty.
And in recognition of your gallant action against overwhelming odds, His Majesty hereby confers on you all the freedom of the City of London and a life pension for you and your families of 7 shillings and 6 pence a year.
7 and 6 pence.
Thank you, my lord.
Thank you.
But that is not all, gentlemen. A midshipman Poop Decker and able seaman Sweetly, you are henceforth granted the rank of honorary captains.
Well, that's very nice of you, my lord. Thank you very much. I'm giving up the sea.
Yes, well, I'm very
good. Giving up the sea?
We're going to be married, my lord.
Bless us.
The happy couple smile.
As for you, Captain Fearless, I trust that you will accept the rank of Admiral and a permanent desk here.
A desk here, my lord? I'm overwhelmed.
That's the second desk job he's had this week, sir.
Below the knee, the captain now has a claw foot inlaid desk leg. ITFC audio description.